The Burt Show.
I have considered radioactive spiders and kryptonite.
It's all superhero stuff, right? What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
It's nuts. The hysteria behind this movie this weekend. 2,000 movie theaters around the country are showing Twilight at midnight. 600 of them are sold out already.
And that was the overnight numbers. I'm sure it's more by now.
People have been calling all morning for these tickets. First thing they called for this morning at 5:30, and they've been calling all morning long.
Yeah, whenever the first book came out, that's how many years it's been that people have anticipated this movie. So they are ready to go.
The day they read the first chapter.
Yes. Right here, man. Taylor Lauder is playing Jacob Black in the movie, and he knows what we're just now finding out, that this is nuts.
Right.
That these people are crazy about this movie. Hey, good morning, Taylor.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, wonderful.
Congratulations on getting the role.
Oh, thank you so much. It's hard to believe.
I'm assuming that you knew what you were getting into before you got cast for this part.
Definitely not. I have no idea.
Had you read the book?
After I got cast is when I found out the popularity of the book series, but still I had no idea it was going to be like this. So it's mind-blowing, and I'm just so excited to be a part of it.
So Jen just asked, you didn't read any of the books? You had no knowledge of this thing at all?
Absolutely not. No, I hadn't read any of the books. I hadn't even heard of the series. But I remember my agent telling me, this thing has the potential of being big. And I was like, really? I've never heard of it before in my life. And as soon as I was cast is when I read the first book. And I was like, wow, it's a great story. This could be... cool.
So are you sort of blown away with all the hysteria now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, I just did a 6-city tour, and now I'm in New York, and the premiere was insane. And, I mean, we had like 3,000 fans at each city we were in, jam-packed in a mall, and it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, and this isn't like 3,000 fans at a Harry Connick Jr. concert, that are going to sit there and be chilling. I mean, we're talking about crazy, hysterical passion, because there's no dabbling, it doesn't sound like. There's no dabbling in Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. There is nothing stronger or more excited than a 14 or teenage.
Now, I know that, Taylor, that there's been some previews, and like you said, you've gone to places and the fans have showed up. Is there anything that you're able to do today that you want to get done before tomorrow's big premiere nationwide? Because, of course, your life is going to completely change
tomorrow. Just sit by yourself in the food court of a mall.
Well, if I had the time to do that, then maybe I would. But the past 2 weeks and the next 2 weeks have been the busiest time of my life, and it's a wonderful busy. So I'm keeping busy. Going to be on the Tyra Banks show tonight, so
cool.
I'm really excited.
Do you have any fear at all that now, because this career of yours is going to be propelled and you're going to be so in the spotlight, now you're a target for paparazzi? You can't go anywhere because of cameras. I mean, this is going to be your life, I think, Saturday morning.
Really?
I think so.
You put that in a scary way, man. Well, we'll see. I mean, I never really thought about it like that, but that definitely would be scary.
What does your family think about all of this? I mean, you've been this, this actor and striving and trying to make it out in Hollywood, and your parents have, been encouraging you all along the way and everything, but now this is your big break. What do they think about it?
We're all very excited. I mean, my whole family moved from Michigan to California for this, for me to pursue my dream, and now it's coming true, and it's absolutely amazing. And the funny thing is, with Twilight, I've had all my family in Minnesota, Michigan, Florida, everywhere. All of my family members have read Twilight now. The whole series.
They want something to talk to you about when they call up to borrow money.
Oh, boy.
Angel has a question for you. Hey, Angel.
Hello, I'm so excited. I have a question. What do you think it's going to be like if y'all make more movies to play the kind of character that you turn into? Have you, read all the books and everything?
Absolutely. I've definitely read them. I'm very excited, but I'm trying to manage my expectations because no sequels are confirmed. We're waiting to see how Twilight does, so I'm telling all the fans, including you, see a minimum of 3 times. Be good. But no, I definitely love Jacob's werewolf side, so that would be very cool to bring to life.
I'm really curious because you said you started reading the books after you got the part. Did
right.
you read the book differently? Like, were you uber focused on this Jacob Black? Like, you're reading it like, this is going to be me.
Yeah, I know. It's weird to picture yourself. Originally, I just started reading the book because, I mean, I'm going to be in it. I better be familiar with it. Mm-hmm. And then you just become attached. And, I mean, they say it's a page turner, but it truly is. You can't stop it. I'm not a big book reader, but this thing is amazing.
Now, Taylor, I know. I mean, you've done other projects. You've been Shark Boy, and you've done other things. And so, but this will definitely, I mean, by far going to be your biggest role and have a bigger fandom base. So who, after this weekend, when you become the superstar, who's the first person you're going to call that you're able to call now, celebrity-wise, that you weren't able to call today?
Like, first, really? I don't know. I mean, a funny thing is that at the Twilight premiere, When I was done watching the movie, I was signing autographs and stuff and couldn't really get out of the theater, and I hear a name. I hear somebody going, Taylor, Taylor. I turn around and think it's a fan, and I see Jamie Foxx.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Jamie Foxx. My daughter's a huge fan. Can I get a picture? And I was like, are you kidding me? Can I get a picture with you?
That's awesome. It was great. It's so hard to believe. I thought I was dreaming.
So
cool.
Hey, Taylor, we know you got a whole bunch of these things to do, but can you do one favor for me before you take off?
Of course.
Because we're going to be giving tickets away all morning this morning and then tomorrow morning also. Can you just say, this is Taylor Lauder, Jacob Black, and Twilight. Call now for Twilight tickets.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
All right.
Go for it.
Hey, what's up? It's Taylor Lautner playing Jacob Black in Twilight. Call right now to get Twilight tickets.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to use that like 19 times.
And then will you just say on Q100?
On T100?
Beautiful.
Q100.
Q100?
Q100.
Okay, so I'll do the whole thing again. Call right now.
Okay.
Don't mess it up.
Go ahead.
Right now to get Twilight tickets on T100?
Q100, like Queen.
Like what?
Q like Queen?
Q100.
Why are you jacking with our guests? Get out of here. Hey, Taylor, thanks a lot,
Taylor,
man. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
I see you now.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.